The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
You mean to tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it? Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back,
but it was signed by Babe Ruth!
Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Flies.
King of Crap.
The Colossus of Cloud. The Colossus of Cloud.
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producers, Erica Strowski. We're on until 8 o'clock. You can call us if you have a collectible you think might be valuable. You want us to give you an estimate of what it might go for in a Huggins and Scott auction, or even if it's valuable enough to even get into a Huggins and Scott auction. 312-332-3776 is the number. You can also tweet a picture of an item to my attention. T-Crown Tom is my Twitter ID, and if we use that on the show, you get in the drawing for this week's prize. We're going to mix it up a little bit this week. Last week's winner didn't claim it, so we're not going to do two baseball. We're going to do a baseball and a football this week. A 2017 Topps Heritage high number baseball box and a 2017 Donruss football factory set. I opened a box of Heritage high number baseball on Monday, and I pulled a Matt Olson red ink autograph, number 5 of 68. They had ended at like 95 to 125 and buy it nows on eBay recently. So I thought I'll auction it for 5 days, started at 95. He's been hitting home runs like crazy. In September, in 19 games, he's got 12 homers. So it's at $227 the last
very
I
nice.
Looked.
Very nice.
And Bill Huggins, we're starting the show a little differently this week. We've got the randomizer all set up for ourselves. I've got a Leaf Pop Century product in here. Leaf Pop Century has 4 hits in it. So we decided before the show we're going to put Vince, Bill, Tom, and Eric into the randomizer, and we're randomizing 7 times. Since we didn't want to do it before the show, all the randomizing, we did 6 of them now, and the 7th one that Vince picked, we're going to randomize on the air. If it had been 6,
I would have gotten the first
Vince
pick.
Vince would have had the first pick. It would have been Vince, Bill, Tom, and Eric. So this is the randomizer for 7, and yeah. Bill, whatever your prize is that you pick, I will mail it to you in a padded envelope.
You know, for those of the listeners who don't know what the Pop Century is, what is it?
Pop Century is a product from Leaf that there's 4 hits per box. There's usually 3 autographed cards and 1 wardrobe card.
Right. Yep.
Okay. Usually the wardrobe cards are low numbered of big games, but the autographs are better. So we'll find out. I've been doing little like glimpses of the box. Like Vince, you know, I'm not seeing that. He's looking.
He's been teasing me all the last 30 minutes.
All right.
Here.
This is the 7th randomized. So whatever this order is, whoever will read off what the 4 items are, and then whoever's first gets the first hit, and so forth. The order is Vince, Eric, Bill, Tom.
So I get first pick, huh?
Yes, you do. So let's see what we have here. Okay, this is one of those 20% off cards that means nothing. Okay, Vince, this guy was in a movie, and it was probably about 30 years ago, and there was karate involved.
Pat Morita?
It's Ralph Macchio.
Ralph Macchio.
Macchio autograph card. This card, I don't know who this is or why he's in it. It appears a lot. Kyle Massey, not very good.
Well, you know, there's going to be a Karate Kid coming out again with Ralph as probably
as
like
the old guy?
As the older
Yeah, he's got to be pretty old by now. Yep. Here's a wardrobe card of Debbie Reynolds. Okay. And then, oh, this is a good one. This is a good autograph.
I see the back.
Eric, should we keep randomizing until you get first?
I like that game. You can do that. Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
Or you can just unrandomize it and just put me first. Yeah. That's fine, too.
Daisy Ridley autograph.
Oh, okay.
Her stuff is good. So, right. Vince, you're, I think that's an easy pick. First
yes,
pick.
So yes. Go ahead and claim this Vince card. Gets, put it the in
rest
my pocket.
Of it, we could put in a popcorn popper, and it's going to come out about $2 each, no matter what it is. Eric, with the second pick, you want the wardrobe or you want Ralph Macchio?
Give me that Ralph Macchio.
Ralph Macchio. Absolutely. There you go. He likes it. Okay. Bill, these are your choices, and I'm stuck with the worst of it. I think Bill's going to take the Debbie Reynolds wardrobe over a Kyle Massey autograph. Now, he was in Disney Channel's That's So Raven and its spinoff, Corey, which I've never seen either, so it means nothing to me. I don't know. Bill, I have a feeling you haven't watched that show.
That would be true. All right, I'll take Debbie Reynolds.
Debbie Reynolds is Bill's, and I get Kyle Massey. And Eric, I'll give this to you after the show, the Ralph Macchio. That's kind of a cool one. It's got him in the old picture.
Sure,
from,
no.
But that card there, you got to look up Daisy Ridley. I think that might be a $100 card or more.
Very
Vince.
Nice. Well, yeah. Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, sure.
I'm not sure there's two people in the world that open up more Pop Century together than we have.
Yeah,
we
right.
have really the last 4 years.
I don't
years.
Know what it is that I just love Pop Century. Yeah. It's one of my favorite things it to is. Open. I've sold a lot of them on my eBay site.
Sure.
T-Crown Tom is my eBay seller.
You got a real nice Dick Van Dyke last year out of this product.
Did I keep that one? I might have
kept
that one.
I think you kept one of them and maybe sold the other.
Yeah,
but,
I keep some of that stuff.
Good product.
All right, back to the regular show. The number's 312-332-3776. Now we'll randomize at the end of the show to see what listener wins the prize package. A real good package, a 2017 Topps Heritage High Number baseball box, and a 2017 Donruss football factory set will go to the winner. Plus, we're going to talk about some items that are already up in the Huggins and Scott auction. Bidding begins October 30th, goes through November 9th. The number at Huggins and Scott is 301-608-0355. Here's a Walter Johnson single signed official National League Baseball. $5,000 minimum bid on that one. Nice signature on that. That's a tough single signed ball. Going to go for some really good bucks. Another signed item from Walter Johnson. If you're not into the things that are thousands, here's a signed 1937 50th birthday dinner program with a $400 minimum bid. So that'll end up being more affordable and still a nice signature, you know, where you could make a nice display with it. Here's another signature. Satchel Paige, a 1936 signed check endorsed by him on the back. An 8 signature strength, a real nice Satchel Paige signature from 1936. $750 minimum bid on that one. If you go to HugginsandScott.com, you can check it out. You know, Mike from Naperville is a regular listener, and people bring in stuff to Triple Crown a lot just to show me what they have. Sometimes they bring them in, and it's for to send to Huggins and Scott to auction or whatever. But Mike had a... He collects Hall of Fame autographs, and he showed me he had just picked up a Ty Cobb autograph. It was in green ink, a real cool cut signature of him. And the estimate of what Ty Cobb was worth when he died in 1961, Mike said he thought he was worth roughly $10 million when he died, which would be worth now?
I'm going to say... $25 million.
Okay. Eric, you want to make a guess on that one? If somebody had $10 million in 1961, July of 61, what would that be worth in 2017?
Now they have $41.2 million.
41.2?
Would you put it into the computer?
I'm just
or something?
Trying to be so stupid. I'm trying to sound like I know what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. Clearly you don't, but okay. On to Bill Huggins. What do you think, Bill?
I'll go with 35.
It's 81 million.
Oh my gosh. 81.
Wow. So actually, The Price is Right is won by Eric on that one. So, Eric, you do. I take it back. You know exactly what you were talking about. Now here's the thing. He had. And we're going to have to get a stockbroker call in about this, as far as he had $1,600,000 in Coca-Cola stock.
Yep.
So as far as trying to figure out if you still had that Coca-Cola stock now, what that would be worth, I have no idea how to figure that out. But that $1,600,000 in July of 1961, if you had cashed it out then, what would that be the same value now? Or what value would that be now?
Just in the shares?
What would, like in the what shares would of $1,600,000 be now? Now, you've gotten the hint from the other one, but we forgot all the numbers
million.
Already.
I'll say 100 million.
No, it was about eight times more, so it's going to be like around 9 million, just under.
Okay, that math doesn't work out either, but it, but you at least have the right idea. Eight times $1,600,000, okay? Bill Huggins, what's your guess? It's a you got a big range between 8 or 9 million and 100 million.
11 million.
11 million wins it. It's 13,094,000.
I get it now. I just heard the whole
point. But now, if you still had that Coca-Cola stock, if it was $1,600,000 worth of Coca-Cola stock in 61, maybe that would be 100 million now. I don't know.
Well, that's
really
kind of what I thought was the question. Okay. So I am college educated. I actually went to college.
Yeah. And you're good with math. So I figured you didn't get it, but it made good comedy for the show anyway. So
let's go while we're young.
Okay. I guess we got to move along. The number is 312-332-3776. We're on till 8. You can call us if you have a question about the value of a collectible. Not that you would trust anything we say, but we'll try to give you an estimate of what it might be worth. Here's John from Twitter. This is kind of interesting. I like celebrity signed baseballs. Listen to this collection that he has. This would be a good Huggins and Scott lot, or you might even want to do some of these in smaller lots or by themselves. Billy's got DiCaprio, Hanks, it must be Henry, or H. Ford. Who would that be, I wonder? Clint Eastwood.
Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford. That's got to be Harrison Ford. Clint Eastwood, Jack Nicholson, Damon Wahlberg, all PSA. That's a nice lot. I mean, could you even, for that entire group, that's got to be, what do you think, maybe a couple grand for that group, Bill?
Yeah, and those could probably be set broken up into smaller groups.
Yeah.
Most of those guys that he's got there are virtually impossible to get signed. There's so many forgeries out there on their type of stuff. It's just, if you find a real one, you'll get $500 or more easily on most, if not all, those.
Yeah, so those might even just be, John, if you're thinking of sending them to Huggins and Scott, maybe for the spring auction, they're already authenticated too. So I mean, if they are PSA authenticated, if those are white baseballs and good bold signatures, that would be some really nice value. I mean, this whole group here, like a lot of times you don't even see somebody with one of those guys, much less all of those. I wonder how John got those, what he had to do in order to get them, if he was a limo driver, or, you know, a security guy, or what? Because that's some pretty good autographs. Some tough autographs.
Tom, speaking of what you had to do to get stuff, Ronnie Ozer, one of our refs in Philly and everything, he just recently got a collection from a guy named Larry Magid, who owned what was called the Electric Company, which is a venue in Philadelphia that they had. It ranks right up there with Radio City Music Hall and the Fillmore in California. And he was the owner of this establishment for 30, 40, 50 years or more throughout the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. And he has an unbelievable collection that we just got our first wave into, like a Rolling Stones guitar. And what he's got, though, that is amazing are the original rock and roll posters from the concert.
Oh, boy.
Janis Joplin, Elvis Presley.
Ooh.
I mean, And there's going to be a big wave of that. It's most of it, I think, may be starting to pop up on the site now.
You know, I noticed some of that towards the end. Are there a group of signed guitars, like individual lots, but a bunch of different ones that are up there already? I think that's what I saw yesterday.
I'm not sure exactly what it is, but yes, there are guitars, there are posters, there are other pieces of memorabilia that this gentleman had secured from right from the people who were performing.
That's going to be great for collectors of that, the non-sports stuff. Here's a signed saxophone. You got guitar signed. There's a Jerry Garcia signed Fender electric guitar with a $7,500 minimum bid. B.B. King signed electric guitar. All kinds of stuff. Those are going to be fun to watch, all those, Bill. That's in the Huggins and Scott Fall auction. Bidding begins October 30th and goes through 11/9, November 9th. So you can go to HugginsandScott.com right now and check out some of the things that are already up there. There's new items listed every day. Well, it's already time for the first break. The number is 312-332-3776. We have a nice prize package to give away, a 2017 Topps Heritage High Number Baseball Box and a 2017 Donruss Football Factory Set. If you call with a question about the value of a collectible, you'll get in the drawing. Or if you tweet a picture of an item, T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID and we use it on the show, you get in the drawing that way. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions with our producer, Eric Ostrowski. We're on till 8. You can call us with a question about the value of your collectibles. 312-332-3776 is the number. We'll try to give you an estimate of what it might sell for in a Huggins and Scott auction, or even if it's valuable enough to put in an auction. Here's one Bill Derrick sent on Twitter. I don't know if this is even worth putting in an auction, but it's a cool item, I guess. A box of Ditka cigars signed by Ditka. The cigars are still in the box, too, he says. What do you think, Bill Huggins? I don't think that goes in a Huggins and Scott auction, does it?
Yeah. I have a funny feeling we may get into some selling issues as far as tobacco and all that.
Oh, I see. Okay. But if he wants to send you a cigar, you'd be happy to test one out.
Ricky's the one to send it to.
Okay. Yeah. And by the way, Bill, John just said that he's going to send the list Monday. He's thinking of selling those autographed baseballs. All MLB balls, he has more than 200 total.
Wow.
So should he just directly contact you on those? Is it too late if they're already authenticated, or you could still get them?
Oh, gosh, no.
Yeah.
We could, I don't know that we've run all 200 in the November auction, but we could certainly get a good little chunk of them in there, get them started, and kind of see if he's happy with the results and move forward from there.
Good idea. Yeah, that'd be interesting to see. Some really good stuff. Okay, Bill from Plainfield's been waiting. Thanks for waiting, Bill. Tell us what you have.
Good morning, gentlemen. I have a unique item. I have a 2016 World Series game-used bat by Addison Russell.
So this is, Bill, this is the one you stopped into T-Crown with, correct?
Yeah, that is correct.
Yeah, yes, I had that bat in my hands. It was cool.
Really?
And World Series game used, it really, to me, makes that all the better.
Sure.
Now, tell everybody how you got this. It was from a Facebook, Raz or something from his mom?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, correct. So the story that I've been told here is Addison's mother came up for games 3 and 4. He had given her the bat. And she used the bat to raise some capital for a business she wanted to start. So it was auctioned off in a Raz on a Facebook group. I was lucky enough to win that with one spot. And, so I don't have a COA, but I do have an LOA from Addison Russell. So the bat was used in games 3 and 4 of the World Series.
Yeah, I actually have a letter that he got, a copy of the letter here, and they dated it January 1st, 2016, where it was actually 2017.
Oh, okay.
But, and it says, use this bat in games 3 and 4 of the 2016 World Series. When I initially tried to sign my autograph, my marker started to dry out, and I quickly grabbed another one to finish writing out the World Series game use part. I hope you cherish this bat forever and go Cubs. Respectfully, Addison Russell. So that's pretty cool. Yeah, that's a definite keepsake. And Bill Huggins, don't you think that that's probably maybe a couple grand or more in an auction if you auction that?
Oh, sure. Now, is all that verbiage that you just said written on the bat or on the letter?
No, this is on a letter. On the bat, he wrote World Series game used, I think. Correct, Bill?
Okay. Correct.
Yeah.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. And I had seen one other bat of Addison Russell, game use bat cell, where he had that, what is like a, what would you call that on the bottom of the bat that he, that like sticker thing around there with his number?
Yeah, just some sort of like sticker that goes right on the bat there with the number. I know the guys were using it a lot last year. I haven't seen it too much this year. But it's, you know, a pinstripe, and it's got the player's number, same colors as the team uniform.
So, Bill Pretty Huggins, slick. If you were going to auction that, would you have to send it out for authentication, or do you have a bat guy that could look at that and figure it out? Or,
I mean, John Tobby, he's the one who does all of our bats, really. However, gosh, with the letter and everything and the way you've got it, I don't know that it would really need to be sort of recertified. It sounds like it's pretty much good to go as is.
Yeah, it's definitely a cool item, and I held it in my hands.
That's
I was ready
cool.
to.
That's really
any,
cool.
Any knuckleball somebody threw at me, I was ready to hit a line drive right back up the middle.
Is it cracked? Is it cracked or not?
No, it seemed like it was solid as a rock. Yeah, it was cool.
And it shows some game use, some pine.
It looks like that. Oh yeah. As a matter of fact, okay. I think. I got a little pine tar or something sticky on my hands, and I touched my eye. My eye was all red the next day. So, yeah, there was something sticky on there. Don't do that. If you touch that stuff, don't touch your eye afterwards. Tim from Schaumburg's on the line. What do you have there, Tim?
How's it going, guys?
Good.
All right. I have a Bob Feller Hall of Fame autograph on a baseball.
Okay. Bob Feller was a great Hall of Fame pitcher, great storyteller. I talked to him on the phone one time for a half hour, probably more than a half hour. I almost got his whole life story. I was going to have him on as a guest to, it was right when Steven Strasburg was coming up, and I thought he would be a good comparison because when he came up, he was like Steven Strasburg,
young phenom.
Fireballer phenom that came up, and he started telling all this stuff and telling the story. But the problem with Bob Feller, he signed a ton of stuff, and his signed baseballs don't sell for very much. You might be $20 to $40 on a signed baseball.
Those are two on eBay between $30 and $40.
Yeah, not a ton. You know? There's too many of them out there, but it's still a good thing to have. I mean, it's definitely a good keeper.
We actually had somebody Tom gave us the other day. First one I've ever seen is an unsigned 8x10 of Bob Feller.
How did he not get to that? Wasn't he maybe the first guy I think to ever charge for an autograph?
Pretty close, yeah.
I think he was. Yeah. And he also told me this himself. He was the first MLB player to sign up for the service after Pearl Harbor.
Oh, wow.
And he was telling me about his, you know, his war experiences and everything. And what was the other thing that he was saying? Yeah, he had some great stories. It was really something. I wished I could have had him on the air because he was going to come up. He goes, he wanted to watch Strasburg pitch a while and then he'd be on as a guest. But then he got sick and died a couple months after that. So it was too bad. But it was kind of cool that I was able to hear all that. I just wish I could have had it recorded. Okay, Justin from Elk Grove is on the line. What do you have there, Justin?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
I've got a rather interesting item. My family grew up in Wrigleyville, and my great-uncle Ray owned Ray's Bleachers before it became Murphy's Bleachers.
You're kidding.
No. And so they were affiliated with the original Bleacher Bumps.
Okay.
And when I was going through some old stuff this past weekend, I found an original still in the plastic vinyl record of the original Bleacher Bums that they made an album from 1969.
Wow.
And I know it's not sport like memorabilia or anything, but I just thought it was kind of interesting. And I'm curious if you guys have ever come across one of those before.
You know, I think we've gotten a call before about them, and I don't think they sell for a ton, but that's a neat collect. I'd like to actually hear that. Now, this was your father or grandfather, you said, that owned Ray's Bleachers?
It was my great uncle Ray.
Your great uncle Ray.
It was my mother's uncle.
Did he get memorabilia from the players?
Oh my God, I have all types of Ron Santo, Ernie Bang.
Like game used bats and jerseys and stuff like that?
Not necessarily game used stuff, but okay. They would actually come in after the games and hang out with my mom because she was a waitress there.
Yeah.
And she would just get random things signed. Like, she's got stuff that aren't necessarily Cubs related, that, but she's also got bats. She's got gloves signed by Ernie Banks. A bunch of just
kind of
random things that you would get at a bar.
Yeah, right. A lot of coasters probably signed.
Yeah,
that's neat, though. I mean, the history of that is really cool. If you dig around for any letters that anybody wrote them or anything like that, and there could be some really good collectibles. What do you think of that collection, Bill? Some of the value or anything in that group of things that you'd really look for that you'd want at an auction that you think would do well?
Well, when he mentioned gloves, gloves are a tougher item to get. Bats and balls, you see, and even jerseys. But if you sign gloves, if you guys an Ernie Banks signed glove, that could be a really good item.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, so keep an eye out for that. And, of course, if it's any game-used stuff, like if you had an Ernie Banks game-used bat, I mean, yeah, that's big time.
Perfect.
Yeah,
thank
or an
you,
Ernie
guys.
Banks game-used glove would be.
Oh, a game-used glove? Oh, my gosh. It's, like, if you went back to when it was a shortstop glove and then you had a first baseman glove, too, oh, my gosh, that would be cool. Yeah, that would be big. I could just see Vince would love to have one of those.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I would use it. I'd play catch with it all the time with a Bob Feller signed baseball. I would.
Yeah, neat stuff, though, Justin. Yeah, dig around and call us again if you find anything, if you see that anything's game used, or if you're ever thinking that you might want to sell something.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you. We got a long line of calls here. I'm trying to see to the bottom of the thing. I can't even see to the bottom of the thing here. We've got John from Peoria. What's new, John? John, you're not the guy from Peoria that came in a T-Crown that had the two Mickey Mantle Topps rookies and was going to get them graded, are you?
I wish I was.
Okay, I guess you're not. Listen to this story. He came in, he goes, yeah, I was going to get the two. I have two Mickey Mantle 52 Topps rookies. I was going to get them graded, but PSA wanted like $800 a card, and I said, forget it. And I go, well, how nice do you think they were? He said, well, one's probably a 6, one's probably a 7. I go, do you know what a 7 recently is sold for? This was about a year ago that he came in. And he goes, no, like what, like 10, 15 grand? I go, no, like over 300,000 for a 7. He goes, ooh, I got to get those graded. I haven't seen him since. I think it was Peoria or maybe Bloomington Normal he was from, I guess. But anyway, John, what do you have?
I've been collecting Blackhawks memorabilia for the better part of 30 years now. And I have over a dozen jerseys, over a dozen sticks, a dozen bucks, a dozen pictures. But I was curious because, like, you know the famous Bobby Hall picture after he's in the fight?
Bloody, yeah.
Is there a difference between an autograph with HOF after it and not?
Well, Bobby Hull's kind of like Bob Feller, where he was a great player, but he signs a lot of stuff. As a matter of fact, I tweeted a picture. One of our regular listeners was in, and he had a bunch of hockey stuff, Steven from Batavia, and he had a Bobby Hull signed Chicago Cougars first edition program. I put a picture of it up on Twitter. It was cool. But even that, and there's not many of those, even that's like $30, $40 for that. So unless you have a game-worn jersey of Bobby Hull, that would be huge. If you have real high-grade rookie cards of Bobby Hull, that's huge, or early cards of him in high-grade. But if you have autographs of him on photos and things, they really don't sell for very much because he's a willing signer, been in the area a long time, signed a ton of stuff. So it's the like, old supply and demand thing where they're just, they don't sell for a ton.
Like, I have, I called before, I have the Eddie Belfour rookie cards, both of them, the French and the English. And if he gets, I can't remember if he's in the Hall of Fame or not. One of them is signed pre Hall of Fame. So there's no HOF. If he gets in the Hall of Fame and he signs the other one with the HOF with the induction year, would there be a difference in price?
Yeah, an earlier signature would be good. I mean, now an HOF designation, a lot of times if you have a something added to a signature, it can help the value quite a bit, but HOF, that's on a lot of them. You know, that's not that big a deal. And those cards aren't going to be worth a fortune either. It's just, you know, a lot of the last 30 years of Blackhawks, they've been around. They sign a lot. A lot of the stuff just doesn't sell for
a ton. Which
is
wonderful. They're interacting with people. Yeah. They're friendly.
It's
outgoing.
Great. And a lot of people have
available.
Them. Yep. Yeah, but you're doing it more to keep than the sell value. It's just like if you go to a card show, you pay extra to go and get an autograph and meet the guy, but you better be planning on keeping that, because if you're planning on selling it for a profit, it's not going to happen because you're paying way more to meet the guy and have your particular item signed. Yep. Typically, I'd say 90% of the time, you would have to sell it for much less after that. And we're already up to the second. Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
Oh, okay. Did he say he had it signed pre-Hall of Fame?
Eddie Belfour?
Well, he put that inscription on it, right? That would be pretty unique.
Oh, if he put pre-Hall of Fame on there. Yeah, there won't be many of those around. That's right. In other words, he's guaranteeing he'll be there at some point. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
All right, well, the number here is 312-332-3776. We're on till 8. You can call us with a question about the value of your collectibles, and we have a nice prize package to give away, a 2017 Topps Heritage High Number Baseball Box and a 2017 Donruss Football Factory Set. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions and Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery. We're on till 8. You can call us with a question about the value of your collectibles. 312-332-3776 is the number. We've got a nice prize package, a 2017 Topps Heritage High Number Baseball Box and a 2017 Donruss Football Factory Set. Vince will do the drawing at the end of the show. Pick one winner. The winner has to contact Vince at ERC Delivery, and they'll set up a free delivery to your door if you contact him via email by Thursday. So let's get right to the phone calls here. We got a lot of people waiting. Let's see who's been waiting the longest. It looks like Mike from Lockport. What's up, Mike? What do you have?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Good morning.
Good. Hi.
I got, I was raiding my grandmother's garage the other day. She wanted to throw everything away.
Don't let her do it.
Yeah, I know. I came across, a box full of baseballs that my grandpa used to have. They're from 1970 through 1979. And each baseball for each year, I have an All-Star Game ball and a World Series commemorative baseball. I was wondering if they're worth anything.
Now, are they signed by any players?
No, they're not signed by anything, but they have, like, individual, like, little holder plaques of what they are, saying, you know, hey, this is the 1970 All-Star Game Ball. This is the 1970 World Series Game Ball.
Yeah, I don't know, Bill. To me, maybe, you know, some of them will be $20, $30 a baseball, but are there some things there that might be more valuable, or would it be a good lot to sell unsigned?
I think it would be a great lot. Yeah, I mean, if each one of them has the markings on it from the year that they were from, and you've got the entire decade of the 70s, you could be talking $500 to $1,000 or more if the balls are kind of nice and white and clean and haven't been used or played with.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Well, it's definitely something different, Mike. You don't see them every day like that.
Well, they haven't been used or played with, but they've been in a garage for 30 years, so they're not the best looking, you know.
Yeah. So wait, Mike, when you were a kid, you were playing baseball with those balls? Is that what you're telling us?
No, I wish.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe not worth auctioning if they're kind of beat and kind of like grungy from garage, whatever.
Well, if he wants to bring it into your store one day, you could probably tell him whether or not
yeah.
it's worth it.
Okay, so if they yeah. look good, we'd ship them. If they don't, we'd
yeah.
we'd go out and send them across the street to go hit some fungos. I've got some game use bats there now that people could use. They could pick their player to hit the hit.
And there's this huge baseball field across,
yeah,
the,
across
street
the street.
From,
that's right.
From Triple Crown,
I think they fixed it so it doesn't flood as often. as it used to, too. I don't know. They a lot of times they're digging around there, and they don't seem to help things too much. Superman Todd's on the line. What's new, Superman?
Up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I got a little bit of an off-the-wall one for you. I used to work with the great-grandson of Earl Whitehill. He has a couple of signed balls, and he actually gave me one of them. If you look it up, he's the guy in April of 33 actually knocked out Lou Gehrig with a pitch, and he recovered to finish. Gehrig recovered to finish the game, but he had two baseballs signed, and I was just trying to find out what you guys might think of him.
That's kind of cool. Actually, in 33, I looked up his stats, and he was like 22-8 that year. That was his best year, I think, in 33. Bill mm-hmm. Huggins, have you ever seen his single sign ball sell? I think it would do pretty well with that. That story yep. helps right there.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah, are they, Todd? Are they single signed on the sweet spot on a major league ball?
Actually, yeah, they are. They're pretty clean. I mean, there's a little bit of toning, but not much. But they're pretty clean. He's going to be bringing them over today. So if he does, I'll tweet you a picture, Tom.
Yeah, good. I'll retweet it, and then we can talk about it again next week and see if we can find any that have even sold. But Bill Huggins, if they wanted to sell one of those, you'd want to give one a shot, wouldn't you?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah,
yes, that might surprise you with that.
It might. I've never seen his signature. Vince and I didn't even know who he was when we saw Superman.
He won over 200 games.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good.
Yeah, I think he got rocked a lot, but he must have been one of those guys. He'd just come right back, forget the last game,
and
go out
there.
When did he die? In 54, I think.
Yeah, he died in a car accident in 54.
Boy, there were a lot of car accidents in the 50s that hurt celebrities or killed a man.
Okay. I appreciate it, guys.
Yep, thank you. Next on the line, we have Jim from Lombard. What's new, Jim? What do you have?
Hey, Tom. Good morning. Hi. I have a Medina flag that's signed by the entire European winning team and their captain, Olazabal.
I have heard that the European teams are much easier to approach and get signatures from than the U.S. teams in that. Do you agree with that, Jim?
Well, it isn't me that did it, but it's a very good friend of my really good friend neighbor, and he's the one who stood out there and got the flag and got them all signed. So I'm assuming that's you're probably correct.
Yeah, who's name some of the names on it? Do you have
them? Well, McElroy, Justin Rose, Ian Poulter, Heinrich Stenson, Lee Westwood.
Yeah, some good names.
Gold medal winners.
Yeah,
and I think there's six major winners that were on that flag.
Was Sergio on there?
Sergio's on there, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Bill Huggins, you'd want to run that, wouldn't you?
Oh, hell yeah. That's
a great
idea.
Yeah. That's a good one.
It's a unique collection under the circumstances. So, yeah, and especially then they came back and won. So
yeah.
I just was kind of curious what your guys' estimate for that would be.
Yeah, I think they would have a shot to break a grand, don't you, Bill?
Oh, yeah, I think, especially if it's nice and clean. I guess they're all on the same side of the flag, not both sides or anything.
Yeah, that's correct. It's been kept in plastic the whole time. It's really in pristine shape. And, it just kind of goes in a circle around the flag.
Very cool.
I think 1,000 is maybe low on something like that, especially if you've got them all.
Yeah, it'd be fun to watch that and see what it ended up doing. That would be a good auction item. Mike from Elgin is next. What's new, Mike? What do you have?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
In 2006, I went to the PGA Championship and was able to get Tiger Woods as he walked off the driving range on a hat.
Tiger Woods on a hat. That's probably still 100 or two, but his stuff obviously has faded in value recently. But he still, you can always give him credit for he had, no golfer has ever had a better 10-year run than Tiger had. So for that time span, he was the best ever. He's not going to break Nicklaus's record, obviously.
Can you imagine if he did come back and somehow won a major in some way, what that would do for golf, and started winning more majors?
Yep. It's almost, I don't know, because they've almost moved on now without him with some of the other big names. It would almost, I don't know, that almost be kind of a setback for golf to get him and then, but it would be interesting. I don't know. Yeah, it would definitely get more viewers for besides us fantasy golf guys. Hey, you know what we didn't do last week? We're going to do a quick one here. We got listeners waiting, so it's going to be quick here. All right, which ended higher? This is the one we had set up last week for Vince. Vince was busy last week, couldn't make it. Cy Young, T206, Piedmont, Glove Shows, PSA 5. Honus Hans Wagner, 1910, E91, American Carmel, Set C, one of six at this grading level, with only four better, a PSA 4. Honus Wagner, 1915, I can't even read my writing here. Oh, Cracker Jack. A 1915 I'm like CPA, what a Cracker Jack, PSA 1.
Right, okay, we're going to start a winning streak here. I'm going to go with number two, Honus Wagner, 1910.
And that would be...
Yes, correct. There we go.
Yes, you won it. You had a kind of a hint in there.
Well, I knew it wasn't number three. You could even read your writing on number three, so I had a 50-50 chance.
Well, I'm like, what is CPA? Oh, Cracker Jack. Okay. Tom from McHenry's on the line. What do you have there, Tom?
Hey there, Tom. How you doing?
Good.
My dad was a big Yankee fan. And before the war, my grandfather had a business in Detroit. So I know they went to games. But anyway, he's got a collection of Who's Who in Baseball magazines from the 30s.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and the 1935 issue, I don't have it in front of me, but it had Lou Gehrig on the front. And he's got it signed. It says, Best Wishes, Lou Gehrig.
Ooh, boy. Now, that's cool. How nice is the signature? That would be one to send me a picture or bring it in to Teak Round sometime so I could take a picture and see how nice it is to be able to tell. But... Bill, I don't remember seeing a Who's Who signed by Gehrig on the cover. What do you think that would go for in comparison to, say, either a signed photo or a cut signature, those three items?
Well, it's probably better than a cut and probably not as good as a photo.
That's what I'm thinking.
You're talking several thousand dollars. I mean, I could probably narrow it down a little more if I could see a picture of it, but... Well worth putting in our auction if you decide you want to sell it.
Yeah, that'd be a good one, Tom.
And some of the other Who's Who's, if you've got a nice little run of them, would work as well.
Yeah, right. What did you say?
Gehrig's on the front of that copy, too.
Yeah, that's nice. Ooh. It makes it a great display. There is a Lou Gehrig signed item in this upcoming auction where one of the listeners brought it in. It was, I think, a 38 Yankees team sign ball where Gehrig's one of the signatures on the sweet spot. And that'll be interesting to see what that does. If you can't wait, you got to get it. Now that you heard Gehrig, you got to get that. But I'd love to see what that Who's Who did in an auction. That would be good. A couple other quick things that are in the upcoming Huggins and Scott auction. Bidding begins October 30th and goes through November 9th, there's an Ozzie Smith 1987 Cardinals away game-used jersey, $500 minimum bid on that one. There's a lot of, like, World Series programs and tickets and old football tickets. A 1947 Jackie Robinson Brooklyn Dodgers pennant with a $750 minimum bid. A 1954 National League All-Stars pennant, a $200 minimum bid on that one. This Cubs, we were talking about the Cubs, the Addison Russell game-used bat. Here's a 2016 World Series champs team-signed jersey, 26 signatures on there. It does include Theo and Jed Hoyer on there, so not all the – I think that's missing some of the pitchers, but Theo and Hoyer on there, that's a $1,200 minimum bid. I think they were all signed on the front of the jersey, so that'll be interesting to see what that does. Okay, let's get back to the calls. We got Jim from LaGrange Park on the line. What do you have there, Jim?
Hey, what's up, guys? I got a Troy Aikman, Stephen Holland Geesley autographed by Troy and the artist.
Okay, now is this an original or a print?
It's not a print because it's on a canvas.
Okay.
It's a textured canvas.
Oh.
And like I said, I don't know much about it. I want it in an auction raffle kind of thing.
Now, how long ago was that?
Probably about a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Did the auction drawing have an estimated value to it? A lot of times they're not correct with it, but did they have?
No, it didn't. The gentleman put it up. He was in need for some money. It was like $20 a spot. I grabbed one ticket, and I won it. It's like a 5x4. Like I said, it's autographed and numbered by both of them, and
okay.
It's hanging in my basement.
And who was the artist?
Stephen Holland.
Okay. Bill Huggins, are you familiar with that artist? And if it's a one-of-one original painting, what do you think?
Well, no, it's a Stephen Holland G. Clay is what he's got.
Okay.
And we've sold those before, and they're probably in the $300 to $500 range, maybe a little bit more, depending on how nice it displays.
Okay, very good. So would that be awesome. Would that be something that you would be willing to auction for him, or is that a little on the low end?
Oh no, that would be something we'd be willing to auction if he wants to get it to you. It would be when shipping's gonna be a little difficult, but we could probably work something out.
Okay, very good. And we've got time for one more call here. John from Niles. Tell us what you have, John.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I've got Mookie Wilson, Bill Buckner both autographed the ball going through Buckner's legs. Framed and authenticated, and I've got the Bobby Thompson, Ralph Branca shot heard around the world autographed by both.
Those are pretty cool. I think both of them go 50 to 100. Now, if you had the actual ball that went through Bill Buckner's legs, that would be, then you'd be talking some big money on that one. But yeah, that's pretty cool items. This was a fast show. They're
fast.
Always fast.
Yes.
This one was really fast.
And a lot of fun always.
It was fun. And you got a good card.
We
saw that card. One of them ended for $198.
Yep.
That Daisy Ridley.
Yep.
That Leaf
Pop Century.
Got
to love the product. This week's winner is going to be Justin from Elk Grove. So, Justin, email me your address, vince@ercdelivery.com, before Thursday. We'll set up delivery right to your door free of charge.
Very good. It's a good prize package this week. Now, don't forget, you can go to HugginsAndScott.com. They have all kinds of items up there for the fall auction. Bidding begins October 30th and goes through 11/9. If you have something that doesn't need authentication, you could probably still get it in if you brought it in to me Monday or Tuesday this week, and we could send it to Huggins and Scott and still get it in for you. Into that auction, if you have something really good, like 1952 Topps unopened pack or something.
Need help opening it?
Yeah. Have a great week, everybody. Thanks for listening.